A honeycomb composite.
Okay, it's composting, not compositing. All right. See, that's why I get the power of the edit button later on, because I need it. So, okay, we've already made Bruce wait several months. Do we have an answer for him?
I don't think Bruce is listening anymore, so it may not matter. But
maybe somebody else.
I don't know you guys, but I've never heard of one specifically for an RV, but I have heard of people putting composting toilets in that were designed for camps and stuff and fitting them into the RV. However, from what I understand, fitting them into Airstreams specifically, but from what I understand, they are taller than what we commonly refer to as our throne. So I guess you would get... become hierarchy, I suppose, by being on one of these things.
I'm wondering if the heat of the trailer would help it compost faster.
I don't know.
They
need a bigger vent.
Right. Nicer vent cap. I have heard that they do sit higher, though.
Well, I mean, what?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you can make it all happen, because, you know, if we can, you know, we're making power from the sun now, and we're all we need is a device to create water, and we can be pretty much self-sufficient if we can do all of this.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just. What about the incinerator one? I haven't heard about an incinerator toilet. I know they used to have that thing. I think you got a brochure on it, Colin, where they used to pump the sewer up to the manifold on the car to let the car exhaust burn it off?
Yeah, but it left stains on the front of the
motorhomes did that
trailer.
Yeah.
It was
kind of like an incinerator, but I think he said an incinerator toilet, right, Tim?
Yeah, that's what Bruce was talking about.
Huh. I haven't heard of one. But
we might have
one of our listeners out. Yeah, maybe one of our listeners out there have.
Yeah.
But it can triple. It can be a water heater and it's kind of like what you got, Tim. It can put off heat as well for the wintertime.
There you go.
Right.
We have another question from October of last year. From
another listener.
Yeah. All right. From David, and he says, episode 80 already. So that's still quite a ways away. Wow, the days just fly by when you're working on Airstream. Need to catch up on the old blog. The podcast is so informative, and I love you guys are sticking with it. You provide so much information that is hardly available anywhere else. I'm writing today to propose that you guys work together to write a book. Even if it takes 5 years, I'd buy one. And I have a feeling others would, too. There are some pretty cool publishers out there that print copies on-demand books these days. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Are we authors all of a sudden?
Well, you know, because this happened in October, he probably hasn't heard about the CDs that are available now.
Yeah.
So we could call it one of those book on CDs.
There you go. You give it to somebody who can transcribe it, right?
No, you just listen to it.
Yeah. You know, like book on tapes. Audio book.
Yeah. Remember, these are much higher quality than the downloads, stereo and everything.
That's true. Yeah. I guess I have to get me a set.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're $10 each, so.
Sure, send me one.
There you go. I have to hold Rob's hostage, though, until he sends me my porch light.
Oh, I just won the porch light today.
It's on the island. You won that?
Yeah.
Oh, you're competing against me again?
Oh, you were bitten?
Oh.
You guys, you need to share your login names, man.
Let me go check now. And then this reader also, this listener also say something about having to check the blog. He doesn't need to check. It's never updated.
Well, because my trailer's done.
No. They're never done. I know.